Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
You've been listening to Blue Horizon, the theme song for Eric's Sounds of Jazz. Of course, Blue Horizon is an improvisation by Sidney Bechet. We have a very exciting program. It would normally be called Benny Goodman's Sextet. I'm calling it Benny Goodman and Charlie Christian, the incredible great guitar player. And we're going to focus on the sextet only, and in each of the music numbers we're about to hear, you will hear Benny Goodman's sextet and Charlie Christian on guitar. We're going to hear Flying Home and Rose Room, recorded on October 2, 1939, with B.G., Lyle Hampton, Fletcher Henderson, Charlie Christian, Art Bernstein, and Nick Fatool. The record is significant. As far as I can remember, in 1939, no jazz group of six musicians had three white and three African Americans on the recording. Let's listen to Flying Home and Rose Room. While these were recordings, these same six musicians that you've just heard played in public, and that, I believe, was a first. Benny Goodman, who I'll refer to occasionally as BG, was born on May 30, 1909, and died on June 13, 1986, at 2:30 p.m. I'm very glad that Lloyd Rausch is in the studio. He saw Benny Goodman, the very last person to see Benny Goodman, before he died. Lloyd had been a disc jockey for 14 years, and he was a band boy and personal assistant to Benny Goodman. Lloyd, could you tell us a few stories about Benny Goodman and also about Charlie Christian?
Thank you, Eric. Well, I saw Benny Goodman at the end of his career, and fortunately, he had reformed the big band and featured the Fletcher Henderson arrangements almost exclusively at concerts. The last concert was on the 7th of June, 1986, and it was at Wolf Trap in Virginia, and it was a very successful show, and Benny had quite a few other gigs planned, and unfortunately, he died suddenly. And it's true, I did see him on his last day. So it was really some experience being with him. He was a perfectionist. He rehearsed the band weekly. And at times he could be very kind, and other times you weren't sure what he was going to be like. So you kind of blew with the wind when it came to Benny. But he was very generous to me. And of course I knew all the records from those days, in particular the Benny Goodman Sextet, which we're featuring tonight. In public, it was the first integrated band. Of course, the Goodman Quartet was integrated, but for a sextet, I can't think of any other group that existed in public, even throughout the 40s and 50s of this type, with Fletcher Henderson on piano, of course, Charlie Christian and Lionel Hampton, plus Goodman, Nick Fatul, and Art Bernstein. Also, this group had a unique sound. They had their own individual sound, and they were the first recordings that Charlie Christian made. He had grown up mostly in Oklahoma City. He knew Mary Lou Williams, and a lot of people had heard him, Eddie Durham. He had listened to a lot of the Western swing bands, and some of those bands were using electric guitar. He was not the first person to record on electric guitar, but his playing was of such magnitude that he influenced a whole generation, and after he came along, everyone switched to electric guitar at that time. And Eric, you're going to tell us what we're going to hear on the next set, right?
Thank you very much for your brief submission, a very valuable one. The first electric guitar player was Eddie Durham. Eddie played trombone and electric guitar, and he's one of my favorites, and so I want to mention him, because usually Charlie Christian is given the honor of being the first electric guitar, and I don't want to forget Eddie Durham. Now, we've heard enough talk, and we're going to listen to Memories of You, Soft Winds, and 7 Come 11, recorded with the same sextet on November 22, 1939. next number, These Foolish Things, was recorded on June 11, 1940, the same band, as I've mentioned, except Dudley Brooks will be on piano for Fletcher Henderson. Did you like the opening on These Foolish Things with Benny Goodman's sound? And by the way, since we mentioned that the sextet was integrated, for those of you who don't know it, Dudley Brooks kept a fully, exactly correct integrated band when he went in for Fletcher Henderson. Benny Goodman had health problems and formed a new band, a new sextet, which was really seven pieces, so we'll call it a septet. And who was added? Well, we had Cootie Williams and Georgie Ault, who we didn't have before. B.G. and Charlie Christian is back, and so is Art Bernstein. But we've introduced Count Basie on Royal Garden Blues, on As Long As I Live, on Breakfast Feud, and on I Found a New Baby. Ken Kersey is on I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and Johnny Guarneri is on A Smooth One and Airmail Special. So now you have the band. I'll list the numbers again, so that we can listen to music continuously. Royal Garden Blues, As Long As I Live, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, Breakfast Feud, I Found a New Baby, A Smooth One, and Airmail Special. Let it roll. Thank you. The last seven numbers can really be called Benny Goodman and his sextet to prove that there are seven musicians. And it also should be mentioned that it is featuring Charlie Christian. I am grateful to our guest, Lloyd Rausch, who considers these recordings the very best that music has to offer. And I hope you've enjoyed the program. I'm your host. My name is Eric Affner. You can reach me at eaffner@optonline.net. We'll close with Blue Horizon and Eric Affner saying, I'll catch you the next time.